Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Pets Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of John, chapter 17. Book of John, chapter 17. When Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may be glorified in you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. Here ends the Bible reading. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, how beautiful is an intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Father. The Father God, He's interceding for us. He's interceding for His chosen people, His chosen disciples, and the believers who believe the word of His disciples, to whom the name of the Lord is made known, that the Father will be glorified, that the name of the Father will be glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had made known the name of the Father to His disciples, and through His disciples, we have been made known the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the gospel. How amazingly the Lord is praying, and He's putting in a word to the Father. He says He's praying for us. He's praying for His disciples, for the chosen people, for the chosen generation. He says that, my disciples, oh Lord, you have given me a set of people, a bunch of people to serve me, and I have made your name known to them. Lord, they do not belong to this world. They are out of the world. You have chosen them out of the world and given it to me. And they believe me, and they also know your name. They glorify your name. And I have told them that you have sent me, and they have believed that you are the one who has sent me and have received you. Lord, now I am going to be taken out of this world, but they shall still be in this world. Lord, grant them mercy. Grant them mercy and protect them from the evil one, that they shall be safeguarded in this world. They shall not be lost in this world, but they will win the world and overcome, just like you have given me the strength to overcome this world. Lord, I pray that they shall be with me in glory. Whatever has been given to me, Lord, I also want to give them the privilege that you have given to the Son of Man. To me, you have given me the privilege, and I wanted to share that same privilege to my disciples who have served me, who had been with me. Hallelujah. He wants us to be united with him. Jesus Christ is asking the Father to make us one, to make us as one. Father, Jesus, the disciples, and all his believers as one. As the same fellowship and the bond that is tied between the Father and the Son, the same bond Jesus also wants to insist upon us. He also wants to unite us, just like the Father and the Son have been united. Oh, hallelujah. What a love. What a love. Surpassing all understandings. Surpassing all the love of the world. The world cannot give us anything by the standard that Jesus is looking at us. He has a greater and greater mercies. Hallelujah. He has greater plans and desires upon us. This is the prayer that Jesus Christ is making to the Father. He's not making this prayer in the synagogue. He's not making this a public prayer, but a private prayer. A private intercession with Lord the Father, with God the Father. Amen. You and I would not have expected Jesus Christ asking for a greater place, asking to provide us a strength to overcome this world, to keep us away from the evil one, to keep us preserved, that we shall be received in glory. And also he's asking that we shall be given the place where Jesus Christ has been appointed, where Jesus Christ has been given. The place destined for the Lord Jesus Christ, he is also wanting the Father to share that same privilege with his disciples, with his apostles. How great is the love of God? How great is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ? The great leader. He is the great leader. That wherever he goes, he also wants his servants to be there with him. And he does not consider them as his servants, but he calls them as friends. And he says that the master will not reveal all the secrets to his servants, but to you I reveal all secrets, hence you are my friends. That is how Jesus Christ's heart is. Heart of the Lord is so kind and gentle and righteous. Not even a single dot of negativity you can find in him. Holiest of all. Hallelujah. He wants us to be made one. with the triunion God, with the triunion fellowship. He also wants us to be given a place to share that love, to share that bond, that we shall not be perished, but we shall enjoy eternal life. We shall enjoy an everlasting life with Father. What a great love. What a great love. This love the world has never known. This is the most greatest and most prominent thing happened in the history of mankind. The promise of eternal life. Redemption from sin. Deliverance from sin. And a union and a fellowship with God. Christ Jesus is becoming a channel for us to connect us, to connect those who have been chosen and separated from the world to be with God the Father. That's why Bible calls us as a peculiar generation, peculiar people, a chosen generation. Yes, we are all chosen. All those who have started, all those who have decided to follow Jesus in the truth and spirit, dedicated themselves and have called him as God, called him as the Lord, the Savior of my soul, and who have accepted God the Father, who is the eternal and true God, and who also have believed in the gospel which has been preached by his disciples, to them they are the chosen generation. They are the royal priesthood. They are his own children. What a great love. What a great privilege. The Lord Jesus Christ, who was with the Father even before the foundations of the world was laid, he is interceding for us who are unworthy. Can you imagine about the volume of love that he has upon the mankind? He gives respect to the loyal relationship that you have with him, to a loyal heart, to a humble soul, to a loving soul, to those who tremble, to those who humble, and those who wanted to perfect themselves by the love of God, by the trials and tribulations, whoever can withstand and whoever wants to overcome, to them the grace is given. To them the mercy is shown. Jesus Christ does not want even a single soul to be perished. All those who call upon his name shall be saved. And he is making a prayer directly to the Father, to the Father God, who is the creator of this universe, who is the creator of this world. And he asks that we shall be given the grace to overcome this world and to win the race. He's asking that we do not belong to this world. Just like I, Jesus, does not belong to this world. He says that. And he's asking well in advance, well beforehand, that he wanted his chosen people to be with him in his kingdom. And also he speaks about the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot. He also has love upon him, though he had betrayed him, that the scriptures should be fulfilled. But still the love of God has not have reduced even a single person. He still has 100% love on Judas Iscariot. He calls him the son of perdition. But I believe that Jesus Christ would have redeemed him, would have delivered him. When he had descended into hell, and when he had delivered the souls that were in servitude, the souls that were in bondage, I believe that he would have had a soft corner for Judas Iscariot also. But that much he loves the world. by the words that he makes, by the prayer that he makes with the Father, I truly and strongly believe that his love is beyond measure. His love is from east to west. It has got no end, no limit. It is immeasurable than the depths of the ocean. His love is immeasurable. We are so very much privileged, the luckiest of the whole lot of the world, that we had known the name of Jesus Christ. We had accepted him as a life savior. We are the most privileged creatures on the face of the world. You can beat your chest and say that. You can thank God for that. You can thank God for sending Jesus Christ into this world, that through him we are saved. Through him we have got the privilege to be called as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and to be the partaker of his promise that he shall give us eternal life. Just like the Father resurrected Jesus Christ, who has been crucified for us, in the same manner he's powerful enough to lift us up from death and to give us the eternal life which he had gifted to all those who believes in his name. Hallelujah. Greatest of all love is the one who gives his own life for his friends, for the mankind. Jesus gave his life for us. For you and me, he had given his life. That we shall also be gifted eternal life, just like he was been granted eternal life by the Father. Jesus Christ was made low into this world. He lowered his standards and came to this world. He did not come to this world as a son of God, but he came to this world just like a normal man, just like even much humbled. He was born in a stable. He was not born in a palace. He was not born in a kingdom. He was born among the lowest standards of the mankind. Lowest standard of the human race. He was born poor. Lived a normal life just like any other man. Did the good works as the Father God had assigned to him. Fulfilled the scriptures. Fulfilled the will of God, the Father. Bore pains. He was being beaten, scourged, whipped, underwent pain, suffering, tormentation. Died on cross amidst of thieves. Humiliated to the core. He was being spat on his face. He was nailed, beaten, pierced. They defaced. He gave his life on cross by submitting his spirit to God the Father. Did not submit his life in haste, but with utmost submission, utmost understanding, and by even praying for his brethren, even praying for those who had persecuted him. Such a great life he had lived in this world. Still, he is praying for you and I, that we shall be made equipped to be the conquerors of His kingdom, a partaker of His great glory. Hallelujah! What a great privilege and what a great love is that Jesus Christ is bestowing upon us. Hallelujah! Praise and glory be to the Lord. And that privilege is for all those who believe His name. Through the Gospels that were preached by His disciples, by His apostles. Yes. Just like Jesus is one in Father, is united with the Father, with God, like manner He also will unite us with Him. We are the body and He is the head. Yes. Let us glorify and thank God for this wonderful privilege and the sacrifice that He had done for this world. He sacrificed His only begotten Son that through Him this world will be saved. If you believe in this gospel, you and your household will be saved. For the world will hate you, but the kingdom of God will receive you. God will receive you, God will love you, but this world is destined to hate you. God knows that you will be hated by this world because you love Him. When you love Him, you consider this world as nothing. Anything and everything this world will give you will be zeroed down to nothing. But always consider the greatest love, the greatest privilege and the reward that the Lord wants to give you and embellish you and to glorify you. Hallelujah! May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. May the Lord keep you away from the evil one and protect and preserve your soul until His coming. Withstand Him in faith, withstand in His love and be an overcomer. God loves you and is giving you a beautiful word today that you shall be partaker of His kingdom if you withstand in His love and His faith. Amen. God bless you.